Hello and welcome back to the Low IQ Podcast, episode
8, I believe.
8, I think. Yeah, absolutely. And how have you been today, Jack?
I've been all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've been good. We start with small talk today, aren't we?
Yeah, they might want to...
Well, I was going to say, this episode is by popular demand, as they say.
It actually is. I don't know if you
a
know
lot of people have asked.
Our guest, but he's a returning customer, the victim. Who
Third
is it?
Time.
It's me.
Isaac HP.
So we saw a lot of comments saying, bring Isaac HP back. Mm. So we thought...
I'm surprised because I saw a lot of comments saying that they don't like me. I never finish stories that I tell.
Yeah.
So I'm actually surprised that I'm back, to be honest. So I'm quite happy that I'm back.
There is a couple.
But, yeah, there is
You're
a couple.
You're like Marmite, I'd say.
That's fucking hell.
I don't know if that's a compliment.
No, I guess I am. I quite like that.
Yeah.
And my audience doesn't really blend with your audience too much on some accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it does.
No, we got very different audience because you got the lads that recognise you a lot when we're at the club. And for me, it's sort of like the girls with sort of dyed hair.
Oh my God. Actually, no. Let's start with this, right? Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
Doing
she
your
loves
video.
You.
I clicked on your account and every single one, I'm not objectifying here, but it's like a 8+ out of 10 girl doing your voice. So it's like, it's not just like blue haired girls. I'm not saying they're not attractive, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. I have one account that is like 50-50 male, female, my main account. And my second account, I think is 80% female.
Girls love you. Yeah.
You do get a lot of girls going, because me and Jack mostly get guys and
straight guys,
straight men.
I get girls and gays. I don't get gays.
Gay
well, of course,
people.
You don't get gays.
Your content would not
get.
I don't get gay people coming up to me much. A few, but
yeah, that's the vibe you put out there.
That's the
problem.
Fuck off.
I think you're the most like secretly gay person I ever met in my life.
Well, there you go. You've got
something, gay. But I think you're also one of those kind of people that has so much testosterone that you would just suck a cock.
Fuck a man.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Maybe I would.
A lot of the things you do is like, I would say that's pretty gay.
Go on. What do I do that's pretty gay?
Well, you just like finger my bum and stuff. Or like you just touch me. Or you'll try and kiss me all the time.
Oh, yeah, but that's a joke.
And you got me to grab your ass earlier.
This was about 10 minutes ago. But yeah, no, sometimes I'll get excited. I'll be around people. It's not like we're in a room on our own and I go and kiss you. You put it out like that. It's like we're in a group on like a Tully's Farm or something and I'll go.
Tully's Farm where it's really dark and like you can't see hands coming out of nowhere. Oh, great.
I don't know whether you know about this. I'm not going to say the name. But one of my mates, when we went to Tully's Farm, if you don't know, it's basically one of these horror maze places, right?
Yeah.
And everyone in there is like got blood dripping from them. They're like dressed as like dead people and zombies.
Like Halloween-y.
Yeah, Halloween, scary kind of people. And we went into one of the mazes and it was like a chainsaw theme. It was like people with blood all over their face, bullet holes in them and chainsaws. Anyway, my mate was in the toilet with my other mate. They're both pissing in the urinal. And one of my mates turns to him and goes,
Bleep it out.
He goes, friend number one.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I think that's really hot. I think I've got a fetish for like girls with blood on them and chainsaws.
What absolute freak? Did he write the Saw movies or something? What the fuck?
Who is it? I can't say.
Have you ever had sex with someone on their period before?
Yeah.
I have. Yeah, I have. And when it's a little bit of blood, it's fine. But when it's like loads of blood, I go floppy.
Really? So I would as well. 100%. Yeah. You'd be like, oh.
Yeah. And I don't want to be like, I don't want to be like, you know, oh, periods are genuinely disgusting.
No, they're not.
But I was not turned on by that much blood. Like that was.
It's a bit fucked.
It was like, but I feel like he would.
I'm pretty sure when you're on your period, right? This is a science fact for you.
Yeah.
Your minge doesn't produce all the little saliva gland things.
Really? Oh, because it's already wet.
No, so it doesn't wet it up. That's why it's all dry.
Crispy and dry.
Yeah. Really? And also, it means they can't get pregnant, right? Because all the baby, little eggs are coming out.
No, and the blood pushes the sperm out. So it's like shooting up a waterfall.
Yeah.
You know?
Shooting up a waterfall?
Yeah, so the blood pushes the sperm downwards. The sperm can't go up current.
Mm.
Up current, that's true. Is that factual?
Yeah, that's factual, yeah. I think Brian Cox said it once.
Yeah,
but the blood isn't flowing out all the time.
No, but sometimes it is though. I've seen it where, you know, you take the tampon out and it is like
flowing.
It's like the dam being
opened. Why have you seen a girl take her tampon out?
Why are you looking at that? Are you like, You're like his mate.
Well, now I'm close with a girl who did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it all squirted out. Like,
I was going to say, people might not know this, but girls like you.
What? Yeah, why are you saying that as like a surprising thing?
No, it's not a surprise.
Girls actually like you.
No, when we go clubbing, girls want a bit of you, don't they?
They do, yeah. Sometimes.
I enjoy. I think I'm gay.
Well, we could talk about that.
Are you asking permission to talk about the fact that I'm a little bit gay?
So you're a little bit homosexual.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, a little bit homosexual.
Yeah,
like I wank over a bit of gay porn.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's
amazing. I've sucked a cock.
Have you?
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you?
What
really?
Was it like? No, because one of my best mates is gay, so it doesn't really matter.
All right.
I know.
And my postman's black. You know. Fucking hell.
No, I think it's good. I think.
See, now you're coming out.
I think it's amazing. What's sucking a dick like? Because I'm getting turned on.
It's literally just like a vagina. It tastes like a vagina. It's the same thing for me.
It doesn't taste.
It felt the same. It felt similar. It didn't feel anything like crazy. Like, oh my God, like, whoa.
Did you get turned on by it?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. You told me that you predominantly watch gay porn.
I have gone through phases of that, yeah.
But you didn't watch porn for like a year.
I didn't watch porn for years.
Yeah.
I didn't masturbate for 2.5 years.
Why?
Well, yeah.
You Mormon?
Just on that, I was on that NoFap shit.
But went out with him and we walked past like a magazine that had a nude woman on it and he had to like go home because he got so horny.
I didn't.
Right. Okay.
That is, no, but every now and then, right, I do have a thought of like going to that shop and getting like 10 of those magazines.
Yeah.
And just fucking splurting all over the sheets.
Do you reckon
sheets? Why don't you just look it up? Just look up on your phone.
Nah, but there's something cool about being able to flick it, like not knowing what's on, like old school wanking. I think we should all do it. I think we should all get together and have like an old school wank sesh.
Yeah.
I bet you'd
like
that.
Isn't it weird that's how people did it back in the day? They'd deal magazines.
Well, yeah. I remember when I was a kid going out with my friend and my brother.
You're
right?
Not that old.
What do you mean? No, wait a minute. Let me just explain, right? So I went out with my brother and my friends and there was this thing like, oh yeah, let's go behind the dumpster. there's a place behind a dumpster and it had loads of fucking porn mags, right?
Wow.
And we used to dive into this dumpster and look at them together and be like, oh wow, there's boobs in there. We take one home, bust out a wank. It's fantastic. And then we went to our mate's house and I remember him showing us, he put on a DVD of like a porn video. And we were like, wow, that's amazing. We've never seen porn before. And we were all just sitting there as like little kids, just watching this like girl getting like fucked.
Mad. I found a porn DVD once. We went on this big walk to this village next to our town. And there was a porn DVD on the side of the road that I think someone was like, had a wank or something in like the back of their lorry with like the portable DVD player. And they threw the DVD out the window because they got bored of it. And I put it in my PlayStation and I started wanking over it. And it was really weird though, because they had a plant pot over the genital. So every single time. So it was like, right. It was like softcore, like it was like very softcore porn.
Japanese,
you know?
Porn.
But I kept this in my bag, in my school bag, every single day. I kept this porn DVD in my school bag every single day, right? Mm. And one day we were at the park when we were kids and my mate brought a shank to the park, right? And right. And my mate, he took out this shank and he started like waving it about. And then this family called the police on us and the police searched all of us and they found my porn DVD.
How old were you?
I was like 13.
Oh, 13-year-old for a shank.
And I said, can I still have this? And they said, yes. And they just let me like carry. They're like, yes, you may wank. Yeah, it was strange.
That brings us on, but we should start from the beginning because most people, you're like an elusive.
No, you're an enigma.
Enigma. Oh, yeah. Enigma Code. That's what that's from.
Yeah, sure.
Great film.
So no one knows your brain and your childhood.
Let's start from the beginning.
What happened to you?
People. Some people think I'm really posh.
No.
Do they not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had some comments before where people think I'm really, really posh, but I grew up in, I think you could say poverty. I think you could say that.
You're like below the poverty threshold.
Line. Yeah, it wasn't like working class. Like everyone's like all proud of their working class. Mine was like benefits class.
Povo shit.
Mm. Yeah, povo, yeah. Like eating Greggs for dinner. You know,
that's good.
Or eating a mayonnaise sandwich for dinner.
That's not
bad.
So good.
Yeah, I had bad, you know. I used to have lemon curd sandwiches. That's almost the same.
I used to have...
I've just said like how malnourished I was as a child. I had some lemon curd
in
with some caviar and a scone.
I was working class growing up as well.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. My mum still fucking is.
So do you guys fancy a free case of exclusive wines?
I do. With a chillier weather, Jack, I would love nothing more than to cozy up with three bottles of wine.
Spelled T-H-R-E-E.
Yeah, three bottles of wine.
Three.
From an independent winery.
All you need to do is go to www.wine52.com/lowIQ and cover the postage of £9.95 and you'll get three bottles delivered to your door.
And I tell you what, Cole, I absolutely love Wine 52.
Oh, yeah.
Such an easy service to use and it makes sure my shelves are never empty.
Does it?
Yeah. Well,
you have the choice of a mixed red-only or white-only case. Also included is a Glug magazine,
which delves into each region's wine culture and two tasty snacks as well. Each month, they visit a new country or region and tell its story on the pages of Glug magazine, creating the ultimate immersive wine discovery experience.
After your free case, guys, you'll join the monthly wine club.
May I add, no minimum commitment. If it's not for you, pause and cancel at any time.
So remember... That's www.wine52.com/lowIQ
to claim your free case of delicious wine today.
That's wine52.com/lowIQ.
Thank you, Wine 52, for sponsoring this episode. Be sure to get yourself a crate of wine.
And thanks, guys, for listening and supporting us, because obviously these ads, you help us with
this.
It's
our livelihood.
It's our livelihood. Please don't have a go at us.
What job does your mum have?
She's been in and out of jobs. She was like a bar waitress for ages.
Bar wench,
bar whore. now she drives around and collects fucking money out of
casino
machines.
Mate, oh, okay. Bro,
wait, what?
That's what she does, yeah.
Wait, so she just steals money from...
No, collects money. Has to be collected from bars, right?
Sounds like I'm a sort of level 2 GTA mission.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. I've never had
money. That's the most NPC job I've ever heard.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah.
But your dad's got a good job.
He's just an accountant. He's on not great money either. Like,
we've all grown up in not wealthy families.
Which is good, I think, because you appreciate money.
Now we appreciate it.
I know someone in the industry who, I don't know if I told you this before, but... I was saying to her, at my sales job, I would get like £1,400. And she went, only £1,400 a week? That's mad. How did you leave on that?
Oh,
and I was like, no, a fucking month, mate. What are you talking about?
That's
crazy. Was like, oh, what? That's mad. I can't believe it. Like,
mate, I've spoken to some influencers who are so out of touch.
Because they grew up spoiled and now they're in this like permanent spoiled thing, like they didn't want to not be spoiled.
Yeah,
mate. So now they're this influencers. Thing where we went on this private jet, and I was gobsmacked. I was like, "How have I ended up on a private jet?"
Yeah.
And I was just like, "This is the craziest thing ever." And I was literally saying it out loud, like, "This is nuts! Like, how has this happened?
Nuts!
This is bonkers! What the hell?"
Yeah.
And they were like, "Oh, I went to Milan on a private jet." Oh, fuck off, twat!
Yeah,
they should be forced to work in a fucking factory. Yeah, or something
that's the worst. Have you ever seen when influencers work in like McDonald's for a day and they're trying to act all, "Oh, I'm so normal."
Yeah.
You're working like an hour shift at McDonald's and they're all treating you like they're all treating you like royalty. You're not doing anything.
No.
You're just at the cashier.
So. I worked in McDonald's for 7 months.
I worked in McDonald's for 10 months.
Oh!
How old were you?
I was 16. My first job, 7 months, McDonald's.
Wait, really?
Yeah, first job was me.
First job.
Wow, see?
That's how fucking broke we were, mate. Okay, yeah. Jack.
I mean,
I worked since I was 14, 15.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
No, not competition, all right?
In childcare.
So. Should we have a
To be fair though, we should talk like when you're poor, like you've got no, because I had a period when I was like, I just didn't have money and I was like, what do I do? Like, you have to, anything you buy, like if I was to buy an Xbox game, I'm like, am I about to go bankrupt?
Yeah. That.
And it's like, even now when you get a little bit of money, I still am really stingy with my money because I'm like, that 10 quid is still 10 quid.
Yeah, that is like an hour's work on a good job. Like, a decent job. Do you know what I mean? That's an hour's of your time. Do you know what I mean?
And I don't want to ever be poor again.
No.
I hope not.
I don't want to be poor again.
I never want to be poor again. But I'm really good at being poor. Mm. I think I'm better at it. I think my whole family is. Well, my mum called me up the other day and she asked for 20 quid.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. She asked for 20 quid.
Do your mum and dad know how much you make and what you do and stuff?
No, I think they've never told me that they're proud of me.
Okay.
This is upset. This is depressing.
Not in a bad way.
Christ.
Not in a bad way.
I don't know if they know what I do. I don't think they even know. The phone screens are too broken.
Yeah. Maybe just buy the phone or something.
Yeah. I don't think they know. I think I talk about it every now and then.
Yeah.
And they just sort of go,
Let me get into psychology. Maybe, maybe that's why you want attention and validation from online social media.
Well, you're an attention seeker.
You're basically attention seeking.
Yeah, probably. I reckon I went to therapy.
Yeah, because you didn't get it from your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go to therapy.
Oh, do you? God.
I think that would be good.
I think that would be mad.
Do you think we should all do it? Go to therapy, but like put secret cameras on us the whole time.
Oh, that's a fucking good idea. No, but I don't think I'd want to go to therapy because I know there's probably like deep meaning to everything, but I'm so delusional that I don't know and I'm happy.
Same with me. I don't want it to come out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to suppress it for the rest of my life.
What if you got like horny on the sofa?
Oh, because a fetish of like fucking the therapist.
What's going on?
Seriously, would you, what if you started dropping game on your therapist?
If she did it on me.
What if she started dropping game on you?
Well, I'd back off.
Would you
tell her to back off? Yeah, really? It could be an old 50-year-old grim.
Or if she was like Meghan Markle or something. No, not, not
Meghan Markle is my therapist.
That's a Freudian slip. Do you fancy her?
No, Megan.
What would you do if it was Megan Fox?
I'd say, get the hell away from me.
I would as well. I'd put my pants back on, clean myself up and be like, I'd
raw dog that shit.
Would you eat her arsehole? Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
It's nice.
But only with people that I know are clean.
A man's bum?
Oh, yeah.
Never a man's bum.
That's too dirty.
Because they're always
men's bums are disgusting.
I want to know like the cleaning rota, you know, like if it's been checked off.
Yeah, but guys,
know?
Smell it.
Well, one of my friends does bum licking.
Really?
And they use a douche.
Yeah.
So you pump, a douche is like a pump that you put in your arm.
I've done that for fun once.
You've done it. Why for fun?
Just to see what would come out. I thought like a piece of Lego would come out or something.
Imagine that. After years of shitting out some Lego.
I might be surprised.
My brother's done an enema.
Yeah, we talked about that, yeah.
Yeah. He's done an enema where he just shoves water up his ass.
I thought he put a pill up his ass.
No, that wasn't my brother.
Who was that?
I'm not going to name his name.
Oh, someone else put a pill up their ass.
Yeah, no. My brother's done an enema though with water. It was like dirty water.
It's like coffee. That's what they did.
Oh yeah, it might have been that.
Yeah, they put coffee up your bum.
Yeah, it might have been that.
Yeah.
Might have been coffee.
Well, we have Freudian slipped a little bit here because what were we talking
Excuse
about?
Excuse me?
I just tried saying his quote. I don't know what it means.
But Freudian slip is when you say something, like accidentally say what you mean when you're not supposed to. Basically.
I was trying to use your quote in my...
I don't know what it means.
You thought you want to get picked up on it.
You were asking me about my childhood, Yeah.
So... Do you have a good relationship with your mum and dad?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, I think I do for now. Did you not
back in the day? You didn't like it?
I think it was tough.
This is like a little therapy session.
Yeah,
we're the therapist.
I think I grew up, I had quite a tough life.
Why?
Really? Well, I explain.
I feel like, you know that podcast where everyone, Diary of a CEO, where everyone cries?
Mm. Yeah, do that.
I feel like that could happen.
Do that for views.
But, we could get views. Yeah,
actually, but I just feel like it was just quite tough, you know?
Why?
Like, just a lot of stuff. Bad
stuff.
I just don't want to say. I know. I need to have anecdotes and stuff.
No, but this is good because no one's seen this side of Isaac. Everyone's like, oh, he's the funny, weird guy.
He's the weird crackhead.
I would say you are weird, but in a good way.
Yeah.
You're a good
weird. And I feel like that was my way of surviving.
Mm.
Like you either you're good at fighting or like you're really good at sort of just being weird and funny. I think that's how I kind of survived. Really? I did get knocked out a couple times.
Can I add something to this?
Yeah.
What? Something happened the other day actually with Isaac.
Okay. Because I'm weird. What?
Well, yeah, you know.
What? When I met.
Shut up. This is funny.
I haven't heard this story. Have I?
So everyone, you all know Mini Minter, Simon. We were at an event and you haven't met him before, have you?
I've never met a sideman. I've only ever met a cameraman from the sideman.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So he's never met him before. And Simon came up.
Mm. What event was it?
This is Fort Park.
I was there.
Yeah, you weren't in the group.
Oh, okay. Go on.
Anyway, so Simon comes up. He's a lovely guy. He's one of those guys who likes to... my girlfriend actually said this. She, and as Toby as well, lovely guy. She said, well, it's, you got to. She said that they both made an effort to like say hi to her and everyone in the group, who are even the people that don't do social media, which a lot of people don't do. But yeah, they specifically made a point of being like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Anyway... we were talking and his humor, right, let me try and explain this differently. Isaac comes up, bear in mind he hasn't met him. This is a first impression.
With Mini Minter.
Isaac doesn't say anything for a little while. Me and Simon are just talking. And then he goes, Simon, I reckon I could throw this chip up. And he starts putting his fingers down his throat and going,
oh my God!
And Mini Minter was just looking at him, didn't laugh.
That's the first thing you said to Mini Minter. Well, Simon,
The thing is, I've never really watched a Sidemen video. So, I was just trying to talk to him how I talk to anyone when they first meet me, right?
You said that to everyone.
So, that's what it was like. It was like, and also we were talking about, I said, if I ate those chips, I'd throw them up on the ride. I'd stick my fingers down my throat and throw them up on the roller coaster.
And then you tried to do it in front of him.
He just stared at me.
He didn't say anything.
I don't think he knew if he was joking or he was just saying he's going to throw
hilarious.
Up.
That's hilarious.
It was a joke before that, though. That's what people... That's what you're missing out on the story.
Okay, yeah, but did he know...
You're missing out. Okay, before that, me and Tom were talking about it'd be funny if we made ourselves throw up on the roller coaster.
Yes.
And then we joined your group. Mini Minter was there talking to all of you. And I just went, wouldn't it be funny if I stuck my fingers down my throat and threw up all over everyone on the ride?
Yeah, but Mini Minter didn't know this before. Joke.
Yeah, but I just assumed he would understand what I was saying.
Mind read you.
Yeah. Wow. That's your first encounter with a
and hopefully the last.
Yeah. It will be
definitely the last.
I don't think I can be trusted around.
Did you throw up in the end or not?
Nah, I actually stayed pretty solid.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember the first time we properly met.
I do a little bit, yeah. I don't remember like the moment where I shook your hand, you know.
No.
Ollie Ball.
Yeah, maybe it was that. Yeah.
Is that when I met you? Yeah. Ollie Ball.
When you think of me, what do you think?
I met you in London. You were really late for my fucking video.
Yeah, that was before.
I didn't use that footage. Anyway.
I think, so if I was to say Isaac, I'd say...
Do assumptions on him.
Well, no. Oh, we could do that after, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I'd say my personal... I'd say you're weird in a good way. Like you're a weird, but the kind of weird you want to be around because it like brings the energy up. And yeah. I'd say we were talking about this in the car. I'd say you're like a very trustworthy, loyal guy.
That's really nice. I've never heard anyone say anything nice about me like that.
Okay, I love you.
You've just filled that void.
I'll say something bad.
Be honest.
No, I will. I think, weird. But good. It's the first, no, you're weird, but nice weird. Yeah. Like if I was, if you went to my school, I'd be friends with you because I like weird.
Well, your mates are weird, like, but nice.
Yeah,
weird
they are.
Again.
They're nice weird like you. Yeah, Owen.
Owen is
weird as
nice.
Fuck.
You're weird.
I'm weird.
You're weird.
What would you say out of any sort of mental disorder? What would you say?
Oh, I actually said this. I said to Darcy on the way here.
I know what you're.
I about. Feel like Isaac is autistic and ADHD.
Really?
I would say
because
that.
Because when I watch you, so when we film, right? But I would say you're ADHD. I'm not going to diagnose, but when I watch you film, especially you, we'll be filming and I can watch you thinking about a million things in your head because we'll be talking and you'll be like staring into nothing, like pacing your eyes around.
Yeah.
You do it all the time.
Yeah. And another thing you fucking do, you never listen.
Yeah,
when I say, I say to you, oh yeah, Isaac, you walk in and then you do this thing and then we'll record it like three times. And I'll be like, Isaac, you're forgetting. I've just told you what to do. And I'll be like, are you listening to me? You'll be like, yeah. And
but the thing is, like, when I execute.
You do, I am always like, are you listening? You're like, yeah. And then we'll do it and you don't fucking do it. And I'm like,
Another point, I think ADHD people, they're not very punctual, which you're not. You're not punctual.
No, I'm not very punctual. But you're not either.
I'm not either.
Well, this is why I think you've got it as well. You'll get outbursts of energy.
Yeah. You're the definition of a dog.
Yeah, you're
like you're such a dog.
Just fuck anything.
Like you're literally...
No, you would fuck anything.
And also, you don't think before you speak.
Yeah, that's the thing.
A thought pops into your mind and you just say it.
Is that ADHD though?
No, that's just...
just being a knob.
That's
being
a knob. Yeah, yeah, being a twat.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
And you're from Essex as well.
That makes me...
which is a different breed of man.
What? You're from Essex.
I'm not from Essex. I'm from Norfolk.
You're from Thetford.
Yeah, that's like on the board. Mate, Essex lads are weird. That's what I've realised from meeting you.
Oh, thanks.
They're weird. You've got like the weird skinny jeans that go up and you've got the big chest. It's all legs, no...
I'm not wearing skinny jeans.
It's all chest, no legs with Essex boys. And all your mates are different. I've seen them. They come to Brighton. They stand out more than anyone.
Yeah. Jock, you can tell they're all...
Jock, yeah.
Owen's the only one that doesn't look like an Essex boy.
And Nick. You know, remember Nick?
Nick doesn't look Essex.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What we should do is what we thought about each other before we first met each other. What did you...
oh, God.
Because everyone says to me, everyone.
Yeah,
so
they do.
Sam and Tom recently came to Brighton and they both said the same thing. They thought I'd be a knob before they met me.
Tom said that to me as well.
They said that about me as well.
Oh, really?
What the hell?
So I think they just...
not. They hate us.
I think they just think that about anyone.
Okay. What do you think people assume of you then? Like people on the street who know you, what do you think they assume about you or us?
I think when we walk about, there's a sense of like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Fucking influencers about. There we go. And then when I tried to jump the queue the other day, that only confirmed that.
Oh, fuck that.
That only confirmed that.
Oh, my God, that was...
we'll put the video up.
Oh, there's a video of it.
Yeah.
You've got a video.
Yeah.
Oh, my Tom's God. This was the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened. So we are the type of people, right? So for context, we went to Fort Park. And when we were queuing, this guy that... not Fort Parker, Tully's Farm. This guy came up to us and he said, would you guys like to jump in front of the queue? And we were like, nah, we can't do that. We look like such knobheads, right? So we are not the type of people to just jump in front of the queue because we do fucking social media, right?
I am just that type of person to jump a queue.
Well,
not because of social media.
Yeah. We were in a queue for a club, right? And Isaac got in a bit late. And so anyway, we were like in clubs, you kind of join your mates to queue up.
Yeah,
right?
You do. Yeah.
So Isaac was waiting over there, big queue behind. The queue was massive.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people and it was in like a circle, right? So everyone could see everyone. Anyway, Isaac was there and we were like, oh, come over, Isaac. Like, you're just there. Like, we're queuing up, like, join us. Anyway, Isaac jumps over the barrier, jumps into our thing, and then we just see this fucking bouncer fly over and he goes, I can see you fucking... and he pulls him out of the queue and everyone's watching Isaac getting pulled out of the queue and this guy trying to kick him out.
What?
But then this guy's like, come on, you get the fuck out. Like, I saw you trying to queue jump. And Isaac was like, no, I'm just trying to join my friend. And then this other bouncer goes to this guy and he starts doing this.
Which I didn't like.
Yeah.
They should have kicked me out.
Well, this is the thing.
Because I wasn't even thinking TikTok. I was just thinking, I was drunk. You guys were saying, you were like egging me on to do it as a joke. And I just thought, fuck it, let's just jump it. And
yeah.
Did you want to go in the club? Or you're not bothered?
No, I went in the club for about 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
So the guy goes like this.
Yeah, but then bear in mind, everyone's watching this bouncer go like this, say, don't kick him out because it's Isaac. So everyone's thinking, this guy's jumped the queue and then he gets let in free to the club.
Oh my God.
For bothering him.
I should be banned forever from that club.
Yeah.
I should be banned forever. I was, the whole time that happened, I woke up thinking I'm going to have to do an apology video.
Yeah.
I was like, in the morning, I'm going to have to get up and I'm going to have to do a little somber apology video for being a little knob at the club. Like, that's what it was.
Did people have a problem in the queue then?
No.
Or not?
No one.
Did you say one person?
One person, like, as a joke, said, do you think you could do that because of TikTok and stuff? And I was like, nah, I just thought I would get away with it just because it was funny to jump over because the security weren't looking. So I was like, all right, I want to get with my mates.
Yeah. Well, it is weird. I thought you could do that in queues. Like, you join your mates. Loads of people have gone past me in queues to join their mates.
Yeah.
And you just go, oh, go on, mate.
I think they should have really shown me they should have humbled me.
Yeah, they should have shown you who was.
They shouldn't have given me free entry.
No.
I should never be allowed back in there.
No, well, personally. What club is that?
You're Chalk in Brighton.
Oh, is it? Okay. So I've got a hypothetical. You have to race prime Usain Bolt over 100 meters. If you win, you get £100,000. Every 10 meters further forward, you start ahead of Usain Bolt. You get 10,000 knocked off of your winnings. Where would you start from?
Ah, so 100 meters, 90 meters. That's how it works, right? Tens.
That is how math works.
Can someone explain this question to me? I couldn't even listen to that.
So, but from 100 metres, where do you want to start from? Like 30 metres, 40 metres?
Ahead of Usain Bolt?
Yeah.
I want to start 100 metres ahead.
Well, then you get no money.
Oh.
Just walk.
Oh, yeah, but I'd get like pride, right?
You get like a blue Peter badge.
I'd say like 50 meters. Obviously, I get 50k.
I think he'd beat you in 50 meters,
no, mate.
He would, mate.
Yes,
as you beat
Usain Bolt ain't good at long distance running though. That's why he's short.
100 meters isn't.
That's not 100 meters. Is what he won the world record on.
How much is 100 meters?
Well, it's 100 meters.
It's not long, is it?
No, I reckon.
Okay, so Prime Bolt ran 100 meters in 9.5 seconds.
Did he?
Can you do 50
meters?
In like 4 seconds.
Of course.
Oh, nah,
I can do that. The acceleration's fucked as
mate,
well.
Mate, have you seen me when I've had my asthma pump?
I haven't, though.
Mate, I'm fast.
Really?
Yeah, they banned me from my asthma pump at the fucking sports day in school.
They banned you having an asthma?
Yeah, because they thought it was juicing.
And I'm being serious. They thought you were juicing at 10 years old?
Yeah, because I beat everybody.
At running?
And I never even trained.
Well, there you go, mate.
And I had my asthma pump, and all of a sudden, I beat the sports day record. They disqualified me.
The whole record?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, yeah, they made me do the egg and spoon race only.
He's still pissed about that. Still pissed. So yeah. You'd get 50 grand if you won. Jack, when do you reckon you can beat?
I'd start at 70. I'd get 30 grand.
You'll be 70 meters ahead?
Yeah.
You get 30 grand. I don't think you
realise how 60. Quick. 9 seconds. That's ridiculous.
I'll do 60. I could do 60 meters.
I don't think you could even do that. Yeah, 70, yeah. 80, boy.
Okay, fine. Okay, well, I'll get 40 grand.
What is he up to nowadays, Usain Bolt?
He's just running.
Fucking about. He joined a football team, Borussia Dortmund, for a bit.
I think he was at United for a bit.
Really?
Yeah, because that was his team.
Wasn't it Borussia Dortmund?
Oh. What was he, like, reserved?
Yeah, but he's shit at football.
Yeah, it was Borussia Dortmund. Wasn't United, was it?
He wanted to.
Yeah, but it was Borussia Dortmund ages ago.
I'd hate to be an Olympian.
Would you?
Yeah, because once you're gone, you're gone,
okay,
you?
If you could be an Olympian in any sport, what would it be?
Javelin.
That's a pretty cool one.
Darts.
No, that's kind of like, you look like a pub guy.
Yeah, but it's just fun.
What I want to be in Paralympics.
Yeah.
So you just break your leg.
Archery, though. Oh, have you seen people do archery with their feet?
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's people with no arms, though.
Yeah, but
you've got arms.
That's crazy, though. Yeah, but I could just do cut that. Them off.
I always preferred watching the Paralympics, say normal Olympics.
Oh, I see.
Are they odd?
I always preferred watching.
Or tennis.
Tennis.
How can you play tennis in a wheelchair?
I love tennis.
That to me, that shows more like, wow, I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah, but
the fact
they,
that they've
they
broken through that, you know, it's more of a challenge, isn't it?
Are they doubles playing tennis or not?
Yeah, doubles.
Oh, that's easy then.
You haven't got to move much
in doubles, have you? Really?
Well, wheelchair-wise.
Right. Let's fucking put you in a wheelchair then.
I'll do it. Let's do it.
Do you know what?
It's impressive, yeah. But I don't, it'd be more impressive if it was single.
Nah, because the arms, bro. You got to have so much strength
maybe
in the arms.
They do have arms.
Some of them probably don't.
What, just put the tennis racket in the mouth?
Can I just say, we've delved so far from what we were talking about. We were trying to talk about his childhood and shit.
And do you know what I've done? You've
adapted.
You've avoided.
You've pushed away
your insecurities. That's
I've got
done.
A question.
Therapy.
You've delved
You're just bad therapists.
The, yeah.
That's not. All it is.
What made you, do you feel like you, do you like
you're the, a great
mate,
interviewer, you know
say,
that.
Say it to my face so it looks good, right? Come on.
Do you like the industry you're in?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah?
Oh yeah. It's a fucking privilege, bro.
It is.
Yeah. I love the fact that I'm doing this.
Good.
I'm so proud of myself.
Okay, right. So let's talk about how you went from a poor household and you randomly moved to Brighton. What was that whole transition?
Basically was I was terrible in school. Yeah, terrible. I've got 3 GCSEs, 3 C's and a merit for BTEC. So I did drama, BTEC. I really liked comedy. I really liked stand-up comedy. And when I was 16, I was working in McDonald's. And even before that, I was like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get into uni. I'm so bad. No one in my family really is like academic like that.
Mm.
Everyone is poor. Everyone works in a factory. Both my parents don't drive. What? How the fuck do I get out of this town, which is already so far? Like, yeah. Like, it's so much. Like, I'm like living in this like council house.
You dealt bad hand.
Yeah, a bad hand, I'd say. I'd definitely say in some ways a bad hand.
Yeah.
And I just was like, well, what's the nearest open mic? I was 16 years old. What's the nearest open mic? And it was in Norwich, half an hour away from my town. And I got, I like tried to get a spot there for a few months. They weren't letting me in.
Do they then understand they gave me jokes in Norwich?
Yeah, like jokes about inbred stuff. Yeah,
of course.
Basically, I just got the train there, did a spot, did like a 5-minute set.
How old were you?
16.
Fuck, did you write it?
Yeah, I wrote this stand-up set and I froze for 30 seconds on stage.
Oh, God.
And then I didn't know what to say. And I was like, fuck, this is real. I have to make these people laugh. And I didn't know what to say. Everything went out the window and I just started grunting at people.
I hope there's a video of this.
There's a photo of it and I was just on stage and I was just going, mmm.
Oh, you nearly enough did that in your own.
People found it so funny. And then I said some other stuff, which I've actually forgotten what it even was. But yeah, and then I was just like building that up.
Did people laugh at the event?
People laughed at it. The MC said, are you sure this is your first time?
Oh.
And this is no Jay Cartwright shit, okay? This is actually true.
Yeah.
And then my third time doing stand-up, I bombed. But then I just carried doing it.
What do you mean bombed? What happened?
Huh?
Tell us how you bombed.
Well, I just basically was shit.
Did no one laugh?
No one laughed. It was a pub full of people all staring at me and no one found me funny. I think I was doing some sort of joke about... I can't even remember what the joke was, but it was just bad.
Well, yeah. Me and Jack have seen you twice.
Yeah.
Okay. One time you had it scripted, you had a set. The other time you went in blind, didn't you?
Yeah.
Remember we were like, oh, what material you got this today? And you're like, I've scrapped it. I'm just going to do whatever comes to my head. And I was like, really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
And then you went on stage and you did say some jokes. Wasn't as good as the scripted stuff.
I didn't see the scripted one.
No, I didn't
see it.
So like...
Oh, I did then.
I wanted to be a stand-up comedian first. And I was doing that years before lockdown happened, years before I started TikTok, 3 years before that. I moved to Brighton by myself instead of going to uni.
How old were you?
19. And I had a second cousin that I didn't even know existed until I was 14, who said I was going to stay at his house for a weekend before I got a job and moved out. I stayed there for 9 months. I just creeped around the house, you know, and I never even know who he was really. And then lockdown, I was doing like 5 gigs a week in London, you know, like I was just like doing loads of open mics. I was working at this CAF, cash in hand, but from the Rome, I'll tell you about this later. But, yeah, and then lockdown happened. I started making TikToks because I couldn't do gigs anymore.
Mm.
And then I started just manifesting a different career. And I like doing stand-up.
You like manifesting?
Yeah, when I was doing TikTok, the first thing I said was, right, I'm going to get the e-boys are going to watch my videos. That was my first goal. It was like, I'm going to carry on. And like, I'm Alex, Menulus, James Marriott, Will N.E., they're all going to know who I am by the end of this year. They're all going to know who I am.
And what happened?
And it happened.
Well, we went on an e-boys video. Yeah. We went out with Memulus.
Yeah.
Was I there?
No.
I've been out. I think me and you have been out.
Yeah, we've been out with him probably.
He's nice actually. He's
a great guy, yeah.
What, is he who you're aspiring to sort of be or not?
No, I just knew
just
that,
the
that,
goal
would,
that you
I just that was like that. I knew they were the voice at the time during lockdown. They were the voice of TikTok as in like they would always, they were the YouTubers that would commentate
on TikTok.
Mm,
and I was like, if I get them involved, if I do something that's going to get their attention.
Have you ever been in a KSI Reacts?
Yeah. I think a video that we did together was, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
He always uses my content.
And mine.
Still doesn't follow me.
He follows me though.
What did your parents actually think when you were like, oh, I'm just going to move to Brighton?
My mum was like, you should probably just get a job. Stick to your job. My dad, who's like a drug addict that lost it all. Mm. My dad doesn't even have a bank account.
Okay. So what does he do?
My dad gets his money paid into my nan's account, but he works at a gardener for ex-criminals. He works for a gardening thing that helps ex-criminals get back into society,
like
or people that were drug addicts.
Community service.
No, it's not community service. It's more like a sort of charity. But it's like ex-criminals and ex-drug addicts, and that's what my dad is an ex-drug addict, pretty much.
What did he do? What drug?
Every drug.
Heroin.
Yeah,
you'd really like my mate Owen because his dad was a ex-heroin addict, right?
No, that's genuinely.
Not how things
no,
work.
It is. No, because Owen's like got ADHD and what else has Owen got?
I think you've got it, man. You're going on a bit of a tangent.
I think he's a little bit autistic as well.
Okay.
So, and his dad was a heroin addict.
Yeah.
He'll probably, his brother watches this actually, he'll probably tell him. But, I think you'll have a lot of similarities with
maybe we could trauma bond on that.
Mm. Bond on that.
But my dad has no teeth.
Right, no, okay, just no, describing
it. Yeah, it's just shards, isn't it?
Well, do you see your dad?
Yeah, I see him.
What's he like? Is he, was he like as a human?
Now he's quite all right, but he wasn't. I mean, the thing is, my dad ran away and I didn't see him for a lot of my childhood, but he only lived two streets away.
He ran away down the block.
Just hid behind a fucking bush.
Ran away next
He had
years.
A whole family. I had a half sister just two streets away, but I just never bumped into him. Then one day, obviously, because it's a small town, I just accidentally walked past him. And then, then he was like, oh yeah, I've got a son there. And then he just sort of popped around.
So did he...
seeing him again. Yeah,
was he with your mum or did you just fuck her and then did...
No, he was with my mum. They had two kids together. They met in a pub and they shagged.
I wonder what gave you that drive to like be the difference. You know what I mean?
For me, I think it's because I had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I was, for me, it was like, I can only gain stuff in this situation that I was in. I can only gain things now.
Well, that's what I always say. When people say to me, oh, I really want to do this. I'm like, mate, you literally have nothing to lose if you were to upload a fucking TikTok video, mate. You literally have nothing to lose.
But at the same time, you're right. But it's easy to say from where we are. There's a lot of people like you could. That's a big risk. Like moving to Brighton, that could have fucked up.
But I knew. I was telling my girlfriend at the time, I said to her, and we were breaking up because I was moving to Brighton. I was in this like long-term relationship. And I said to her, I was like, I'm going to move to Brighton. I'm going to become a leveler famous and I'm going to do comedy. And it was like, it was like all of a sudden just happened. And a lot of people were just like, that isn't going to happen. You know,
do you know
I knew
what?
It was going to happen.
This is why I feel like even though you were in the beginning dealt a hard pack of cards, what's it say?
a shit hand.
Yeah,
hard pack of cards.
Even though you were dealt a shit hand in the start, I think you needed that to get to where you are. 100%. Because if you were born into a very wealthy family, you wouldn't have had that whole drive because you would have had something to lose.
I agree.
Yeah,
you had nothing to lose, so you took every risk possible.
Yeah, 100%. That's true. That's why that's one thing that's always there in my head is this like.
Yeah.
It's this thing. I don't, it's like this, there's this like, it's like almost like a blur to me now, a lot of my childhood. And that's I don't know why.
Maybe you're trying to block it out.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Do you get imposter syndrome?
Yeah, I always get imposter syndrome because of I'm scared of becoming too successful. And that sounds like such a fucking shit
narcissist.
That sounds like a shit thing to say. But I see it in the fact that like, I don't like going home and go into like a shop where someone's working that I went to school with and they once I went to a shop and someone said, oh, you're doing better than me now. And it's like, but I'm like, bro, but am I doing better than you emotionally?
Yeah. Yeah,
am I doing better than
behind
you?
Behind the scenes, you have
like,
no idea.
Am I? Like, there's so many different ways that you could put that into a thing because like, it doesn't matter. I don't know. Everyone has their life. You know?
I had imposter syndrome today. I think it's called imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome is where you think like, am I worthy of having all this stuff?
Yeah.
Why am I here? But
so I was on the train here and some kid comes on. He was about 18, sat next to me on the train. And you know when, anyway, he sat next to me and I glanced at his phone because he was texting. And his phone, he was writing to his mate. I'm sitting next to Cole from TikTok. And I was looking at him and I was like, oh my God, that is fucking mad how he whipped out his phone to tell his friend. He's got no signal. And he's telling his friend, I'm sitting next to Cole.
And random friend knows you as well.
And I was thinking, it's just mad. Like, he's happy to be sitting next. He's actually like telling his mate he's sitting next to someone, like just sitting next to me. That's fucked. I thought it was amazing. I'm always like, oh, I love that. It's really cool.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like I'm fucking superior or really deserve that level of like, love.
Yeah, that's what it is. You feel like you don't deserve it.
Do you ever make? Do you ever catch yourself making excuses as to why you shouldn't do something?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like what kind of excuses?
In terms of like, well, I just think, like how, what was we talking about?
The ADHD podcast. We tried to go deep with it for a bit, didn't we?
Just listen to his fucking question.
I think we got too deep.
Yeah,
it's all about my shaving balls and stuff like this podcast.
Yeah. No, but I quite like the deepness.
Yeah,
because I think all of our stuff, this is like the first podcast where we've talked about this shit.
Yeah, there's not been that much comments.
And no one knows about like the mental drain or like blah, blah, blah of what we do or how it happens or
okay, do you get much mental drain?
Do you
what the hell, I just
the fuck is this? Pass the parcel with the fucking trauma. I mean, yeah, with everything you get mental drain. But you know what I got the most mental drain from was when I worked a fucking shitty job that I didn't like, you know?
Oh, yes.
But that's true, though, you know? What like, I worked in a bleach factory, McDonald's. Yep. I worked at Iceland for a year.
Yep.
I was a boss man, you know?
You were a what?
A boss man.
Oh, I was actually, an Indian shop.
Huh? An Indian shop.
An Indian corner shop.
Yeah. And it was run by Indians, and I was the token white guy in the family. Mm. Yeah.
In the family.
They showed me up.
When they bring you into the family, boy.
Well, we fucking love you, mate. Well, I used to work a sales job when I was just out of uni, so 21 to 23, before I started TikTok, obviously. And then I would always be sat down at lunch with my colleague, who was also my age, Sophie. Shout out.
Fucking
hell. And anyway, I'd always be like, oh, look, I need, this isn't me. This is fucked. This is so shit. Mm. But I know I'll get somewhere else, but I don't know how. And I don't know how I'll fall into it. But I've always known that I'm not going to be sitting at a fucking desk like these 50-year-old losers on my wage. And no offense if you're 50 and you're on 21K a year. But it's, I wanted more, you know?
Mm.
Interesting.
Sarcastic, little.
To be fair, I was kind of the
opposite. A weird laugh, isn't it?
When I started TikTok, I didn't do it in any hopes that I was going to get money from it.
Me neither. It just happened.
Just happened, yeah.
Which is pretty sick.
But I always get like, I literally almost every day I get this weird feeling like, what the fuck?
Mm.
And I like my head always tells me like this, right? You're not meant to be here kind of thing.
That's just,
like, I have like a big anxiety about all of that shit.
Yeah.
And it like starts playing tricks in my
anxiety.
Head. Like,
when that happens, you just got to brush
throw that word around.
I'm not
right?
saying anxiety
slaughtered.
Like, no, you can have anxiety. I'm not saying I've digged.
See, this
done.
Is, this is the toxicity.
No. What I'm saying is, because I remember you've said something like that before in the pod and the comments are like, oh, there was a clip. And you're talking about something and they were like, oh, Jack thinks this is blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what?
Be careful with the word.
Fuck them. Fuck them.
No, because I'm saying you can feel anxious but not be diagnosed with anxiety.
Yeah, true. That's true. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, some knobs don't think
everyone feels anxious. They're fucking idiots.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'd get proper anxious.
Mm.
Like to a point, I'd have times, even whilst doing TikTok, where I like wouldn't really speak to people. Or I'd like kind of push people away.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted like, I don't know. It didn't feel real. I can't explain it. Very weird feeling.
It's a strange one, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Should we do guess the celebrity?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Well, I
was going to say as well, though.
Sometimes I just want to kill myself. Like, who's the celebrity here?
I was going to say, though, this is a good little topic to bring us on to. It's not a nice. Long one, but it's a good bit of news.
Yeah.
Us three and Darcy, do you want to say, just wave at
say
camera,
hi?
Probably. Wave. Just wave. Put your hand on the camera or something.
Don't have to do that.
Here he is.
Cool.
We're about to move in together.
We are. And Harry.
No, we're not.
Are we not?
Have we not got a house confirmed yet?
Okay, yeah, well, basically.
We are going to, yeah.
We're in the process of getting a house together.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Which is really cool.
Because I feel like we're a good close-knit group.
Yeah.
We like to film
like
stuff.
It. We've got good...
Dynamics.
Good dynamics. And I think we gel in that well. Yeah. I don't think there's any...
I think we might as well do it while we're young, you know.
I was also saying, I feel like our group, there wouldn't be, I don't think there's even a chance that people would like fall out. I feel like as a group, we'd argue at each other but and be annoyed for like 10 minutes and then get over it.
That's what guys do though, I think. Guys are proper like easy.
Yeah.
Girls are fucked when they come to like, disagreeing with each other. They'll hold a grudge for
mate
years.
Some girls will fall out over the smallest thing.
They will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's guess there's a celebrity.
Fuck it.
Yeah, we're moving into a house together. So loads more from us. I guess the celebrity. New segment. Basically, the way this works.
Go up, quickly.
The way this works.
There we go.
Is we get a zoomed in photo of a celebrity and we have to guess who they are.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's start.
First celebrity, Jack.
Be influencers is, really. Or celebrity. I know who that is.
Do you know who that is, Isaac?
No.
You don't know who that is?
Take a guess.
I don't know who that is.
I can tell from the shit haircut.
Maybe it's...
And the eyes. And the breach of the nose is very...
Yeah, the nose is a giveaway.
Is he a YouTuber?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but you would know him. Oh. He's in this building.
Is that... Oh, that's Calfrey.
That's Calfrey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh. It's so weird to see how they were so like nerdy.
Young. So young and great.
They were. They were like
KSI is now the nightmare.
Apparently.
That's the nightmare.
And what?
That's the
nightmare. And that is a nightmare.
That is a nerdy
right?
calling yourself the nightmare.
Absolutely depressed there. What the fuck?
Do you remember when it was cool to wear like headphones around your ears?
Oh yeah, they're all doing it.
That back in the day was like, oh, I'm cool because I
that looks like such a bottom set selfie though, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. These guys are fucking
multi-millionaires.
Well, the biggest YouTubers on the planet.
And next that was them. Celebrity the is what the
okay.
I know this. Okay, Isaac, do you know this?
Is your dad famous, Jack? I don't know. I don't know who that is.
Really?
I actually don't know who it is, but
it's Asian.
It might not be Asian.
Asian or like
are you
Asian or
well, my eyes I can't even
okay. No? Don't stretch them out even
I
more.
Was about to do that.
Okay. Can you do that?
No. Am I allowed to? I'm Asian.
Yeah, you're Asian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things I thought you were Chinese.
Everyone said that. But I'm saying I've got like little eyes. So that person has little eyes.
Well, I saw Michael McIntyre the other day.
That's yesterday. Not Michael McIntyre.
No, I know. I know it's not. But I'm saying,
did he pull his eyes back?
His eyes are already like that.
Yeah. And he's got eyes like mine.
He looks exactly like Jack on stage. Mm. I was like, that's fucking Jack.
Yeah.
Mad.
Is he as funny as me?
He's really funny. He's funnier. Yeah, 100%. He doesn't do these cringy videos. So. Anyway.
30 million in 2 days, views-wise? Probably not.
Wow. Okay, Isaac, who is that, do you reckon? Who are you guessing?
I'm guessing, fucking hell, Bobby Lee.
Okay, who are you guessing,
that's
Jack?
No,
that isn't. That's bad.
His eyes are way too smooth for Bobby Lee.
Who are you guessing, Jack?
I don't know. This is a hard...
Why you got to do this to us?
Is this a celebrity?
I know exactly who. I don't know how the hell you don't
know
it is.
What, you thinking Jackie Chan?
No, well, it's something.
Oh,
I know exactly.
Say it then. Just say it.
Give us a clue.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. You both know him.
Oh, wow.
You both know him very well, or her.
No, that's made it easier.
We know him well. What?
I don't know how the hell you don't know this. Especially you, Jack.
We know... Is it me?
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God! How did you not know that?
Oh my God! That's so crazy.
That's
I did it.
Me,
yes.
Bro.
My eyes are so
Chinese.
Bro. I'm Chinese.
Bruv. I know. Darcy
there's
was
definitely
like
some sort of Chinese there.
That's insane. Yeah.
Go back up to the
like
picture. I
want
to see.
The fact you didn't even know that was you.
Yeah.
That no. How did you know that was me?
Yeah. As soon as it come down, I was like, all right.
My
eyebrows. Everyone knows. Yeah, your eyebrows are like that. Yeah, they've got like a little, yeah.
Let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one.
What do you mean, Nathan?
The third celebrity.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, I didn't. That's easy. You're going to give me a chance? I didn't.
That's so
He's got very short eyebrows, isn't he?
Yeah. He's got a very noticeable eye.
Next celebrity. Who the hell is that?
Is this a celebrity or influencer?
I feel like that.
It's a celebrity.
It looks like Max Fosh, but it's not.
Yeah, just because the glasses,
he's,
right?
He's got glasses on.
A celebrity.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh my God, it is, isn't it?
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Yeah, definitely, 100%. Yeah.
Mate!
Wow, well very good.
That is sick.
I should have got that. Well,
that's good.
Okay, next one.
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky
Gervais, we know.
Bathtub pick.
Yeah, Twitter picks, yeah.
Ethan Payne.
Yeah.
Ethan Payne.
Make him harder. Oh, Theo Baker.
Yeah, Theo.
Sorry, this is really boring for the listeners, but...
Hey!
We're really just doing this.
We're trying to find a hard one. Is that all of them?
I did go through. Wow.
No way.
Really?
To be fair, we did just see Theo downstairs.
Yeah, but that is Theo from 10 years ago. That's not the same haircut he's got now, is it?
KSI looks like...
He looks quite good there, actually, I think.
He looks different.
KSI does look different there.
It's because he's like ripped now, isn't he?
He is ripped and muscly,
he's
yeah.
He's quite cute.
And he's the nightmare.
He calls himself the nightmare.
Yeah.
He's got a legacy on his back.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think about his fight? We haven't talked about that.
I think, right, not to bum lick him, KSI, he must have something wrong with him because his work...
Sorry.
No, in a good...
He's a freak.
I mean, in a good way. He's like freakishly good at like working hard.
Oh, yeah. Did you see that video of him where he's working? He's like passing out and the guy's like breathing. And he's like, it's just straight back up.
Wait, what? For what?
He's like working out for cardio. He's on this like machine that's like this. And he's like, keep going, fucking
no,
keep
but
going.
Like for someone to start making like FIFA videos to do what he's done is crazy.
Yeah. He just takes any opportunity.
He did pave the way.
He's like paved UK in like genuinely anyone can say whatever they want about KSI, but he has genuinely done everything.
He's actually made a legacy. And like, even he has made a legacy.
If people say, oh, he got beat by Tommy Fury. Fuck, bruv.
Sorry. I didn't start mean to say, that
bro.
Again.
No, carry on.
Right. He just did a boxing fight in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
And he's a YouTuber.
Yeah. Against a professional
Fury.
Professional boxer, yeah.
Well, a Fury.
And he's brought his brother up. I know it's not all KSI that brought Deji up, kind of. Is, but isn't at the same time, because Deji fought fucking Floyd Mayweather.
That's insane.
The absolute, the Olatunjis, Ola DJ, Olatunjis, KSIs, are brilliant.
It's nuts. Their work ethic is crazy.
Yeah, I don't watch their videos that much, but I appreciate the way they've turned YouTubers into celebrities and into the industry is pretty cool.
Well, I would say KSI is probably one of the most famous people in the UK.
Yes.
Even more than a lot of the celebrities.
Yes.
He's like...
How much free Prime are you trying to fucking get right now?
Yeah.
Seriously. Is this
so fit as well?
You're sponsored, you know.
Actually,
that.
He's got a really big penis.
Apparently, he has. I heard. Someone said that.
Jesus Christ. Weird. Anything else?
Yeah, we've got a truth or lie segment.
Truth or lie.
Now...
Oh, truth or lie.
Yeah.
Let's go then. Truth or lie.
Have you written it? Oh, you have written it.
I have written it.
Okay.
Producer.
So let's do a jingle.
A jingle.
Would you like to sing or would you like to do a beat? Yeah, sing. I think you should sing.
Okay. You beat.
Mau, oh. Hey.
What?
Come over here.
Bad breath.
Smell this.
I'm fired.
Yeah.
Fucking smug.
I tried to breathe in to beat, but
that's
I
disgusting.
Breathed
Why
in
are you doing that?
Shit particle.
Why are you farting on me?
All right.
Again. Hello, hello, hey.
Yes, it's a truth or a lie.
It's
a truth or a lie. It's a truth or a lie. Am I telling the truth or am I lying? Am I telling the
truth?
Okay, let's stop this song, please.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
He doesn't like that. He didn't like it. His brain gets a bit too overworked.
Oh, he's going to get the card. Oh, Isaac's got it.
Don't look.
Oh,
don't
right.
Look
well, let me tell you something about
it. Don't look at it.
Oh, wait, what?
It's this mine. Is the don't listen thing. He does not
You're
listen.
An idiot.
He doesn't listen to
I thought that I don't listen. I'm just an alpha and I do what I fucking want. Okay?
Yeah.
Isaac, let me tell you. We did a video with Isaac and he is the worst liar I've ever met.
Oh, he sucks.
He
I
can't
hope this
lie,
is a lie
for shit.
He
you
sucks.
Can just tell by his body
See?
Language.
I'm honest and loyal.
Yeah,
he's I think we're easy.
He's
all right.
Really taking that.
He
to
really
heart
wants
that.
To read this, and we're going to lose him in a minute.
Tell him something nice.
I haven't had a compliment in five years.
Nice. Tell him a compliment.
Okay, yeah. from males.
Yeah, okay, from a male.
Tell
from
him
me.
One from your bottom of your heart.
Men never talk. Right.
Oh, can we? I think you'll... To be fair, wait, just quickly. Yeah, right. Before we do truth or lie,
yeah,
we did this with Harry Kay. We did our true, honest, like positives about each other.
Let's go. Yeah, okay.
I've given you yours already.
I'll give you one then. I think you're really genuine. And I think that you would, I get the vibe from you that you would take time to know anyone in terms of like, I don't think you judge much. I think you will give anyone the time of day.
Yeah.
And listen to them and be friendly towards them.
That's nice.
Which I think all of us would do, actually.
I like talking to people. I think you are strong. physically. Okay. I also think that you are powerful as a person. Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So, can I say something else?
Please. Okay. What I like about you. Okay.
Yeah, be serious. Good.
It's tough.
I know it's tough. Yeah.
You're very funny.
It's not serious. Come on. You don't have to. Come on.
I think that you enjoy people's company.
That is not a compliment. You hate me.
No, I'm not as genuine as you think, I don't think.
No, you're not. Give me one about my personality.
What, your personality? I think you're very energetic.
Still not a compliment.
Okay, that is a compliment, right?
It's a descriptive
adjective. Okay. I think that you are... One thing I like about you, Jack, is...
He hates me. He absolutely hates me.
I do like Cole. I do like Cole a lot.
Hey, thank you.
And one thing that I like about you is the fact that you do say how you feel.
That's good.
You say how you feel.
Blessing and a curse, they say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes
you.
it's like crazy, but also sometimes it is needed.
Yeah. You're honest, brutally honest, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the other day you said that I'm looking fat.
Did I say that?
Yeah, and I didn't eat for a week and now I'm looking at it. So it's all good.
I didn't say that, did I? That's a lie.
You see, you don't even remember if you said it or not.
No, I don't.
You say stuff like that a lot.
Yeah.
No, okay, no.
Well, you said to me, I said it's quite cold out today. I said it's cold out today, and you said, don't worry about it. You got all that flubber anyway.
That's factual.
Oh, absolutely factual. So that's quite a good
We
thing.
Need a really fat person in the group.
Yeah.
You know, like the Preston Mason from Jackass.
All right, well, do something nice about me. What's nice about me then?
What's nice about you?
Honest.
You're jolly.
Yeah. Bubbly.
Bubbly.
No, something nice about you. Go on, Isaac.
Fuck it, I don't pass it to me. Okay, yeah, it's my turn, to be fair. You did it to me.
Yeah.
I think one thing that is good about you is that you help people out, even if you're not getting anything beneficial from it.
I like that one.
I like how
you give people good advice.
It is. I did have one then. I like how you value people's company. And that's true. Like, for example, you just want me to go, I think I said this before, but you don't like doing shit with people, like on your own. You'd invite me to anything. You'd be like, oh, I like spending time with you or whatever. You don't say that, but I can tell. Yeah. I hope so. I hope, anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's good.
How wholesome is that? We're a nice wholesome.
We better have one good clip in this podcast that does well.
No, because everyone thinks, oh, we hate each other, but we actually are good.
People say in the comments,
we clash
or something. Like, in terms of like, oh, I saw one that was like, oh yeah, Cole always shuts Jack down. Fuck off, you prick. Fuck off. This is a discussion, a debate, a comedy podcast. We're mates, do you know what I mean? What the fuck? The flubber comment. The flubber comment, yeah.
All right, truth or lie.
Come on. Okay, read your
thing. My mum once thought about starting an OnlyFans.
Okay.
She once thought about starting an OF, my mum.
How long ago was this?
Like a year ago.
Okay.
How did you find out?
Checks out.
She just told me once. I went to visit her. Every like few months, I just go back to Norfolk and I go and visit my mum.
And how old is she?
My mum is 49, I think.
She's quite young.
Yeah. She had me when she was like 20 something. Quite young, yeah.
And she, what content?
Well, she was at a festival. My mum goes to a lot of festivals and stuff. And my mum met somebody who pours stuff all over their tits.
And that made her want to start OnlyFans.
But this person said, oh, I make so much money from it, and showed my mum the bank account. And then this person said to my mum, and I'm being serious now, this person said that you should pour stuff on your tits with me. And my mum said that she was debating pouring Guinness all over her tits.
But does your mum have big...
I don't want to talk about that.
No, please.
Well, no, just does she have boobs?
They were bigger when I was littler.
So they've shrunk?
How have they shrunk?
Well, I remember looking up at them, you know?
Yeah, but how have they... Oh, that's perspective.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Objectively, are they, what, double Ds?
Mate, A's, I don't B's? Look at my mum's bra size.
Yes, but you double don't...
Don't. I don't like the fact that you know. Okay?
So
okay.
Like,
you've only met
her
twice.
They're Cs, I'd say, then.
Maybe Bs.
Huh?
Okay.
B's. I don't know about the B's and the D's, but
you know about the D's, mate. he does.
Oh, deep throat. It's a.
Did she start an OnlyFans?
No, she said the only reason that I didn't start an OnlyFans was because if you are famous on TikTok.
No,
she doesn't really.
Yeah. But would she?
Oh, he's definitely telling the truth.
Would she? Would her name be associated with this thing?
She'd probably call herself something different.
Like
Devil Horn 904.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that, probably.
The Norwich Guzzler.
Although, I'm pretty sure that's what her nickname is, to be honest.
Yeah. But no one would know she's your mum. So how does that?
Yeah.
That's, well, that word gets about.
Well, now when you say on a podcast.
I just said, don't do that. Don't do that.
Why did she tell you of those plans? That's weird.
Because my mum is just like that. She's crazy.
She's quite a sexual being.
Mate, you're going to make me throw up. This is not how I want my therapy session to go.
If she's, okay? she's pouring mayo on her tits.
She's just poor, okay?
She's desperate for money, Jack, okay?
That's why I need to do this job.
Has she ever done prosecution before?
Mate, no. Oh. And I wouldn't want to know. Would you want to know if your mum has done that?
Has she got a job?
Yeah. She's a security guard at my mum's a security guard at a factory night shift. So she does 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. in the morning as a night shift security guard.
Is she still heterosexual?
I don't know.
Okay.
So is this, so by the sounds of it, it's not like a thing that turns you on.
No.
Turns him on.
No, not you, but like people.
Mate, I just don't even. About? I wish I didn't write this down. It's to be
just,
honest,
it's just like.
Is he just revealed, or is that?
No, bluffing? I think he's double bluffing with that.
Actually, yeah, let's try and pick his brain. He's coming up now. His little twitches when he lies.
Okay. So what would she be pouring on him? Just water.
She said Guinness.
Every time, just Guinness.
Yeah.
Just Guinness videos.
Can you pay more to get a different drink?
I don't know if that was really, I don't know if that was really on her mind.
Did she say how much this other person had in their bank?
She just said it was a lot. She said it was
what's
like a lot.
What's a lot to her? Because 10 quid's probably, you know, a lot. To
well, I'm not too sure, you know. My mum is rich in spirit,
yeah.
Financially not.
Right, okay.
My inheritance, I'd get like a couple pans.
Couple
pants. Yeah. I don't know what I'm getting inheritance.
Well, then would you not be happy for your mum to make some dough with a
Weird. You've held her back.
No, I would not be happy with that because I'm going to be so rich one day that I'm going to buy her something.
Something.
What are you going to buy her?
Like what, maybe like a car or something.
Would you retire?
She can't drive.
Would you retire?
Yours.
Oh yeah.
When you buy yourself a car, just say it's for her. I'll be like, "Mum, you're just using the family car."
Yeah, or I'll put like a special wheel on it on the other side and pretend that pretends that she's driving.
Would you like to retire your mum?
Everyone would.
Yeah, but I'd have to be really rich for that.
Yeah,
you know, I need to be able to retire myself first before I retire family members and shit.
Well, it's actually kind of deep for me because when I move to Brighton with you guys. I'm at home with my mum at the moment, right? So when I move to you, I pay like the majority of the... Why are you smiling?
Stop being insecure.
All right, okay. So I pay like half the rent at the moment, right? Mm. And she's going to have to move out. I'm going to have to buy her like a... Try and buy us like, I don't know.
Buy her a caravan.
Not one of those caravans that are like the wheel ones. The ones with wheels, but yeah. the other ones that are actually static ones. Yeah,
yeah, like a caravan park.
Can I have it?
My parents are selling it.
What?
Yeah. They don't want it anymore.
How mates much for me?
Oh, we'll talk business.
Oh, yeah, actually, that's boring for everyone. Yeah, we will. That's mad.
Business transaction on the podcast.
Buy my mum a caravan.
Oh, guys, right, quickly then. Can you just guess?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck it. All right. Are you the host now? Yeah, quickly, guys, I'm bored. All right, fine.
He's telling the truth.
I think he's telling the truth.
Unfortunately, I am.
Yes.
Didn't even give it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was.
But I think she was joking about it. My mum's quite funny like that. Like, she's funny. She would joke crazy shit like that.
That's
But I don't know. I don't know. Basically, she's saying if I wasn't there, if I was, then she wouldn't be doing that. Like, if I died.
If you weren't born.
Yeah, if I weren't born, she'd probably end up doing something like that.
Right? Web.
Don't you think it's crazy? If he wasn't born, we wouldn't be here today.
We'd be doing something with him or something.
Yeah, we wouldn't even know Darth.
All right, don't point at him like that.
Jacob.
But no, if I weren't here, you'd all be fucking broke.
Possibly. Butterfly effect, possibly, yeah.
Butterfly.
You'd all be, yeah, see?
Butterfly.
Fucking up.
Butterfly.
Okay, right, let's talk about something else.
Well, no, I think that's it.
What time are we on?
1 hour 10. There you go.
Oh yeah, that's long.
So we're at this, that's it for Isaac HP's return.
Yep.
Next. Well, do you want to say anything
else? Okay, everybody here, please, can you watch my short film on YouTube? It's called Twat. Everybody watch that. It's doing quite well at the minute. What's it on? It's
now?
On YouTube.
No, I mean, what
views? It's on like 50-something thousand views, which is decent because we didn't really promote it that much and we dropped it. Mm. So everyone watch the short film and also buy a cameo from me and also tell agencies to give me brand deals.
Mm.
Anything
buy
else?
Mum's OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and also buy my mum a Guinness.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
We should set up a Patreon to buy your mum loads of Guinness.
And she could splash it on her
mate. Shut up.
Oh. Not in a sexual way. We should just give your mum some
Guinness. How would you say this podcast has gone?
Well,
great.
Very deep.
I think it's been good.
But comment what you thought of the deepness.
Yeah, I think people are going to like the deepness.
Although, the people that don't know Isaac, would they still care?
Yes. I think it's a good story. It's like Stephen Bartlett,
well,
like
we'll
showing his come up from nothing to the king.
Okay, let's end this podcast.
All right.
Bye.
See you later,
everyone. Bye-bye.
Love
like,
you.
Comment, subscribe. Comment
pickles.
Norwich, the Norwich guzzler,
mate.
If you've got this far.
Yeah. Isaac's mum's the Norwich guzzler. Do that. See you later, everyone.
Bye.